This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. At least 52 inmates in North Brazil prison were killed during a riot Monday. The superintendent of the Altamira prison said 16 of the 52 inmates who died Monday were decapitated. It took officials about 5 hours to end the clashes that began after one gang infiltrated another part of the jail. The count of victims could rise after authorities finished searching all areas involved. The incident was so reminiscent of riots in May when 55 inmates were killed in gang-related violence at four prisons in the neighboring state of Amazonas. Human rights groups have accused the government of Brazil of doing little to deal with the country's notoriously troubled and overcrowded prisons. The prison population swelled from about 500,000 inmates a decade ago to an estimated 841,000 last year. Those responsible for providing security at an outdoor festival where a man opened fire, killing at least three and wounding more than a dozen others, are shining a spotlight on how to secure outdoor events. The shooting occurred in the city of Gilroy in the western U.S. state of California. The suspect was armed with a rifle, and while it is said that people had to pass through metal detectors and bag checks to enter, the gunman is believed to have cut through a metal fence. Gilroy Police Chief Scott Smithy said police who were present quickly engaged the suspect and shot him to death.
There were reports of shooting on the north side of the Garlic Festival area. Officers were in that area and engaged the suspect in less than a minute. The suspect was shot and killed.
And again, three people killed, 15 others wounded. This is VOA News. Two U.S. service members have been killed in action in Afghanistan and what appears to be